Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Please be seated. How many of you have heard of the legend of the Holy Grail? Have you heard of King Arthur? Thank you for your energetic response, Shelley. I'm not in the pulpit because this is being recorded, so people know that. So the legend of the Holy Grail is about the search for the cup that Jesus used at the Last Supper. Where did it go? They knew the moment was extraordinary. They had experienced Jesus. So the legend of the Holy Grail is about this cup. One of the legends is about Joseph of Arimathea, a wealthy man. So wealthy, he supplied the land and the tomb for Jesus. The legend has it that he had a fleet of ships. He would get tin and metal from Britain to France to Egypt. Along the coast, he would be using these ships. So the legend has it that Joseph of Arimathea took the cup to Britain. King Arthur and his knights of the Round Table wanted to make sure it was safe. So we have the legend of the Holy Grail. Jesus Christ is not a legend. Jesus is not a legend. The Last Supper really happened. There was a cup. And Jesus took the cup with wine and said, "From now on, drink this in remembrance of me." Months ago, one of my sermons included a cup. The 8 o'clock, it was fine. 10 o'clock, I finished my sermon. I put it down, and we all saw slow motion into the air, and it broke. Well, I used Gorilla Glue and did not do a good job. As you can see, it is obviously very broken. Like us. I remember ending the sermon with the broken chalice and turning around and saying, "Aren't we all broken?" And yet, God uses us. So this one obviously is broken. Sometimes we show our brokenness. Oftentimes we do not show our brokenness. We do not want to see the cracks. And we don't want others to see the cracks. We want to feel fine. We want to be fine. And none of us are perfect. And Jesus chose us, these broken, fragile vessels, to be used. In the gospel today, someone said, "I want to follow you, but let me bury my dad first." No. If you really want to follow me, right now. Someone else said, "Well, let me say goodbye." Nope, nope. Jesus was determined. He was on his way to Jerusalem, and he wanted people to come with him who were focused. Well, how do we do that? That's pretty intense, Jesus. That's pretty intense. I can't even bury my dad. People really got his message. They experienced Jesus. So 2,000 years ago, that message people heard, and they saw him. He was not a legend. They experienced him and saw him. How do we do it now? How do we believe that Jesus is not a legend and are filled even though we're broken? This looks good again. It's not perfect, looks good, but you can see it's broken. It's the glue that holds it together, and the glue is Jesus Christ, risen with us the same yesterday, today, and forever. How do we stay focused? Yes, the gospel was intense, but the message is simple. Follow me. I want to be your food, your glue. So we all have broken parts. Sometimes people say to me, gosh, you always seem so peaceful. And you have no idea of my own insecurities. That the way I was raised, I became a people pleaser. And I've had to really work on it. And it's the grace inside of the Spirit of Jesus that continues to transform me and you as we take in the Spirit of Jesus and let the glue, the grace is a relationship, hold us together even in the moments we feel most fragile, most vulnerable, and most broken. There is a power greater than ourselves within us that can still and is using us. And the using us we heard in the second reading. We heard that the product of being used, the product of grace and Jesus as glue, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The first one, as we know, is the most important one, love. We hear the word love in other parts of Scripture. Love can cast out fear. In another scripture, it lists all these beautiful virtues. Over all of these, put love. And then in 1 Corinthians 13, we hear, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. But we can be envious, boastful, arrogant, or rude because we're broken. But love is greater. Love does not insist on its own way, and we go, harumph. It is not irritable. Gosh, that's not easy when you're tired. When you're tired, boom, I'm irritable. Or resentful. Resentful. Sometimes we have a wound and it gets poked by a comment and we resent it. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And there's a three-word sentence in the letter of John, God is love. In this era, we are a multi-religious world. There are religions all over the world. When we die, God is not going to ask us, what brand are you? God is going to ask, how did you love? How did you experience joy? How were you an instrument of peace? Were you patient? Did you do random acts of kindness? Did you give generously? Were you faithful and available? And were you gentle with yourself? And how did you practice self-control, which can also be translated self-care? Really, if you think about it. So in this multi-religious world, we are the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement. It is our way. We get filled up with Jesus to do what we need to do. No matter how broken we are, the light of Christ is stronger. And sometimes in our brokenness, the light shines through the cracks. Isn't that great? It takes us off the hook. So may all of us let go and let the glue and grace of Jesus hold us together, because Jesus, more than anyone, will always say, we are in this together. We are in this together. I want to fill you up. May we let God, may we let Jesus be our glue. Amen.